How well it's done, what is the season rank for you?
I mean, it's up there. I mean, we probably have had as much adversity this year than I can remember. I mean, I could never remember getting down to fourth quarterbacks and, you know, getting down to two freshman tailbacks and kind of all the other stuff that we've had. I was thinking back, and early on, we actually played with three freshman defensive backs when, you know, Chris was hurt and, you know, John Salinger was hurt. And so it's been kind of a crazy year. But, you know, I just can't give our captains, our seniors, the upper class, you know, just did a tremendous job. And it's hard to overcome a lot of obstacles and still achieve your goals. But, you know, somehow they found enough to keep pushing forward, and they did a terrific job. So, you know, certainly ranks up there with some of the best efforts I've ever been involved with.
Off the table first, how'd that feel?
Been dreaming about that for a pretty long time. It was the best feeling of my life so far. I can't tell you, when we just holding it up and having Chris next to me, you know, and just holding it up there and having all my teammates touch it and realizing that dream that we've been thinking about for a long time was a fantastic feeling.
JP shutout, how much did it mean to defend you?
It meant a lot. Definitely that last drive, I was getting a little nervous, but I knew with Coach P there and the kids we had in the field, we'd pull it out. But it's just a great finish to just, you know, you couldn't finish any other way, really. It was just awesome.
Jake, what is it like playing defense here under Al and everybody?
It's a lot of fun. I
mean, you know, when you get here, I mean, do the upperclassmen kind of tell you, you know, look, if we allow more than 10 points a game, you're all going to get kicked out of school? Or every year after year, the numbers are there. I don't know how you guys do it.
I guess every year, everyone sees what the last team did and says, you know what, we don't want them to be remembered as the best. We want to be remembered as the best. So we always want to strive to do, you know, a few steps better, a little bit better than the previous defense. And over time, it just builds. Two years ago with Joey Anastasia as a great leader, and then last year with Cole Abella as a great leader, and then this year we all brought together and had an awesome year on defense.
So for any of you senior guys, how tight is this year's senior class, and what are you guys going to do with yourself the rest of the school year now?
This is fantastic time for that.
I think our senior class is definitely the tightest since I've been here. I mean, like seven of our seniors live in a house together. There are the other, I guess, the remaining five or however many, best friends. I mean, I think definitely over the last 4 years we've grown into, you know, kind of be like brothers, and our tightness has definitely helped us get to where we are right now, without a doubt.
Chris, winning the championship with a shutout, does that make it a little extra special for you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's our Coach Priori, as he says, echoing it all year, finish the drill, you know, finish it. And, you know, that was our mindset going into this game. And, you know, anything less than a shutout would have been, you know, disappointment to us, because, you know, we know that we have the ability to shut them out. And I think that we go out there with the same mentality every game and, you know, expect greatness, and, you know, anything less than that is really not acceptable on our defense.
Chris, the last 2 years were the first classes since I was been here that didn't graduate with an out of the title. For you as a senior, to win it as a senior and bring all that to an end, doesn't it?
It feels, I mean, indescribable. It's like you always see the videos and the pictures of the guys from years past holding up the trophy, and, you know, coming into this year, we never had a chance, and we had a chance, but, you know, we never actually got to that point where we were holding the trophy. We were the ones holding it, and it certainly was in the back of all of our minds the entire year. And to finally, you know, get it done and see the trophy in front of us and holding it, and just, like he said, just being around, you know, your boys that got you this far, and just a tight group of kids, it was, I mean, just an indescribable feeling.
How for you? How long does it feel like it's been since the last time?
You talking to me?
Yeah. How long does it feel like?
It's obviously felt like a while, but yeah. I mean, it's, again, we have very broad expectations here, so I think if you go longer than 2 or 3 years, it's considered a disaster, which I'm not sure is appropriate, but that's the world in which we live in. So obviously it was too long, but again, I couldn't be happier for our kids, you know, because they have to set the bar, and it starts with the captains and the seniors, and everybody kind of follows them. So if you get them and your best players to put their best foot forward, generally everything else falls in line.
Coach, in all your years here, where does the senior class rank in terms of the impact they have on the team and the leadership, just the overall contribution that they make?
Yeah, rates right up there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's, you know, we've kind of taken it for granted here that these things are given, that you win championships. But it's not that easy. You know, there are plenty of teams I can name right now that haven't won championships for a long time. And so this is not a given. So it takes a special group of kids. It takes special effort. It takes a special commitment, special work ethic. And I think this group has exemplified all the things that we're trying to work for. So they're certainly right up there.
Was there anything special about this particular senior class that you were thinking about? And just knowing the last two senior classes graduated, or the first ones that you had that graduated without rings, and thinking about this class and wanting to get them a ring?
Yeah, I mean, this has been kind of ongoing for a couple of years now, that we are trying to build this thing back up to where we all want it. And, you know, last year against Harvard, you know, we were very disappointed because we legitimately had a chance to win that game and probably should have won that game here. And I thought it was great that now you can turn the tables and go up there and beat Harvard and kind of get the thing back. So I think, again, it goes back to, you know, having a group of kids and, you know, perform under duress, because that's what you have to do. Whether the duress is travel, whether it's weather, whether it's injuries, there's a lot of landmines that unfortunately hit you during the course of a year. You got to have kids that are resilient and just keep plodding along and believe in what you're doing. And I thought these guys did it. And it extends more than just the game. It's practice, it's weight room, it's locker room. You need all that dynamic to work. And I think they did a great job with it.
Now, you've been coaching here for a long time, and you've seen not only your program rising this year, but Temple and Villanova.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a season like this in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I was trying to think, you know, that this is the day where if everybody won, right, you'd have three championships in three different leagues on the same day, which I can't remember. And, you know, so I guess Villanova's playing now, and I'm not sure what time Temple's playing.
Temple,
but
I think Temple.
Okay, so I mean, you know, you really got a chance to go for 3 for 3, which is not a bad thing for the city. So hopefully it happens.
Now, you mentioned overcoming the adversity and the challenges.
Yep.
Was there a point, though, where was the point you realized that this team had the capability of winning the other
title? I mean, I felt right along. I've been saying right from the get-go that, you know, we're dangerously close to being good. And, you know, we just had to take that next step, and we had to get a couple breaks injury-wise. And unfortunately, you know, early on, we didn't catch those breaks, but we still managed to win the game. So, you know, people that really are unsung is all of a sudden you're putting in John Hurley, you know, in the Bucknell game, and he's never had a varsity snap. And, you know, we managed to win the game. You know, there's a kid now, he hasn't probably had a snap since. But in that time he was called upon, he did enough to get to the next game. And then you have kids coming back, you know, coming back from injuries. They're still not 100%. But now they suck it up, and now we're in the next week, and then we finally started getting everybody healthy. And then I think you can see the maturation of the team, beginning with Yale, beginning with Brown, beginning with Harvard, Princeton, and now kind of peeking into this. This might have been our best overall game, top to bottom. We blocked a punt pretty much for a touchdown. We were good on special teams in terms of kicking the ball, 44, 45-yard field goal. We rushed, you know, for over 200 yards. We had over 400 yards of offense, and we held the other guys probably to under 200 yards. So it was probably from top to bottom, and that's what you want to do in Week 10 when something big is on the line. And I give, again, credit to the kids.
So you really came on strong at the end of the season. You end up actually passing tight ends coach for 15th place on the tight ends all-time
stage. Slowly he's getting knocked out of the record books. You know, he's already lost the punt return record.
Can you just comment on what led your strong play and also passing when you're coaching?
I think Coach Babish is the man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hate to take anything away from him, but I'm sure I'll be talking in his ear tonight about that because I completely forgot about it. I think some consistency at quarterback to get some timing down really helped out. And I can't really explain it other than that. It was something inside me around the Brown game. I knew I needed to step up to make sure this offense kept going, and we had such a good running attack that as wide receivers as a group, we knew we needed to step up and make some plays, and, you know, not just catch the ball, but catch it and make a play afterwards. So that was that.
Coach, just a couple more.
Yeah.
Obviously, this title is a testament to the
seniors, but can you talk about the young guys on the team and what you think your future is like?
Yeah, I mean, we're positioned pretty well for the long haul. Now, you know, we have some kids we're going to have to replace, you know, that have been tremendous leaders and tremendous players. But when you look at the teams that were at the upper echelon in the Ivy League this year, we're far and away the youngest. And so when you kind of look at everything, we've positioned ourselves nicely, but we still need to do all the intangible things that this group did. And so the message of preparation, off-season, summer, that whole thing has got to resonate throughout the entire program. But we're positioned pretty well.
Who do you think would be the toughest senior to replace, or the toughest position that you're going to have to replace?
I mean, they're all going to be tough because they all do, you know, we've had playmakers at every level, and I think that's the beauty of this team. And, you know, we can hurt you in a lot of different ways, and we can hurt you, you know, running the ball, and, you know, so you have to replace, you know, Schaefer and Crystal. We can catch in the ball, and, you know, Marcus is graduating, Kyle's graduating, Fish is graduating. You know, we have Joe Gonaprow, and we can stop the run on defense. He's graduating. You got Jake as a second-level guy. He's graduating. You got Chris and Jonathan Moore, you know, graduating. So we don't have a lot numerically, but the kids we have are obviously quality kids, and, you know, we'll have to work to replace them. But we position ourselves pretty well because we're pretty young, and we kind of looked at it, and really our junior class is, I was shocked when I really looked at it, it's like 33 kids.
Chris and Jake, I heard a couple weeks ago about some pro scouts that didn't come to the last couple games. Have you heard anything in the last couple weeks, or what is your prospect looking like for football for the rest of the year? What do you realize now?
We're both, I mean, really right now we have no idea. We might get a shot, we might not, but we'll find out as the time comes.
Yeah, I think right now, yeah, like you said, we're going to find out when the time comes, but I mean, for right now, I'm at Penn, and, you know, I'm going to enjoy this to the max with my teammates, and I'll worry about that stuff, you know, should it, you know, come my way. And, you know, like you said, if it happens, awesome, and I'm not, you know, we're not going to pass on anything. But right now, it's all about, you know, being with our seniors and our teammates and, you know, enjoying this championship.